Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. Today we're talking with Maggie Birdsale, and she's with the Wilkes Health Department about diabetes. And Maggie, your name has changed since the last time you were here.
It has changed. I'm still at the health department, dietitian with the our diabetes education program, but I did get married, so my last name did change, but same person.
Well, it's good to have you back with us on the program.
Thank you.
Now, let's talk diabetes. In fact, at my church, I am a Sunday school teacher for the teenage class, and one of my youngins, they have recently told her that, you know, she has diabetes, so I'm not really aware of I know what it is, but I don't really know details. And maybe a lot of people don't, and there's some things they need to know. And I know that I have seen news reports about juvenile diabetes is actually on the rise, I think. So just kind of give us an overview. What is diabetes, and why is juvenile diabetes on the rise?
Well, diabetes itself is high blood sugar, so where there's just too much sugar in the bloodstream. Not enough is getting to where it needs to go to give enough energy to the body.
Right.
So type 2 diabetes is something that is very much on the rise. And what we used to know as juvenile diabetes is actually type 1 diabetes now. They separated out as type 1 and type 2. And type 1 diabetes is actually where the body actually stops making insulin altogether.
Okay.
And type 2 diabetes is where either your body's just gotten tired and worn out from not making or from making too much insulin, and or it can be from some insulin resistance. And that a lot of times is where we're seeing the rise with the rise in overweight and obesity in America. We're seeing a lot more type 2 diabetes.
Now, so I'm getting that part of this or one type is more genetic than the other?
One can be more genetic than the other. They
right.
both can be genetic related, though.
All right. Now, with the weight, how does that affect diabetes?
With the weight, when we have excess weight on us, it actually puts a layer around all of our cells, and it makes it a lot harder for that insulin that our pancreas makes to open the door to that sugar from our bloodstream to let that sugar into the cells. And when that happens, when the sugar's not getting into the cells, it just kind of hangs out in our bloodstream, which is high blood sugars, which then is diagnosed as diabetes.
All right. So a healthy diet then and exercise would be keys to prevention in many cases?
Yeah, absolutely. Prevention. I mean, there's no specific, I think, diabetic diet that, you know, you can go on to prevent it. Just healthy eating, eating your fruits, your vegetables, eating a diet high in fiber, and maintaining a healthy body weight, which is, you know, you can do by doing all those things. Portion control is one of the biggest aspects of it.
What is something that parents need to know? I was telling you before we went on the air that I have a 15-year-old son, but now he's very active. He's into baseball and karate and ROTC and weightlifting and all that stuff. But he's a young'un and likes to eat sweets. What do we as parents need to know about providing healthy foods and a healthy lifestyle for our children?
The number one thing I always say is it starts in the grocery store. So whatever you buy is what is going to be in the house. And especially for younger children and then teenagers, they're just going to eat what's available.
Right.
So if you have Oreos in the pantry, chances are they're going to go for the Oreos rather than putting a bowl of apples or fruit. I mean, this time of year, it's apple season.
Right.
So getting a bowl of apples out on the countertop, and that's what's available. And a lot of times that's what they're going to eat. The big thing that now with a lot of kids and teenagers is your sweetened beverages. And that is a big culprit to pack on the extra calories, even if you're burning them, even if you're working out and you're at a healthy body weight. Those sugary drinks can really add up and really not provide any nutrition.
All right. So stay away from the sugary drinks. Do the diet drinks help with that?
Well, when it comes to diabetes, the diet drinks do help only because they don't affect your blood sugars. So they don't necessarily help your blood sugars, but they don't hurt your blood sugars either. So they're an okay option. Water is always the best option.
Well, now, how about juice? Is it okay to drink the, like, orange juice? My son is an orange juice fanatic.
Well, we always say juice can be a serving of fruit, but it's still, if you are diabetic, it's still going to affect your blood sugar. So you still have to watch your portion with that. And, you know, it only takes about 6 ounces of juice to equal a portion of fruit. So if you're getting 20 ounces of juice, you're really getting more than you need.
Right. Well, yeah, I think we talked before when we were talking a year ago, and you said when you go shopping in the grocery store to shop around the wall. And stay away from the center of the store.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk to us about that again.
Well, as I said, you know, what you have in your house starts in the grocery store. So never go to the grocery store hungry. One of the biggest mistakes I think anybody is, you know, can easily fall into that. But when you do grocery shop, starting at the produce section, which is right there generally at the more front part of the store, and just shopping the outer edges of the grocery store first, and then go for your necessities, but really pick and choose what aisles you go down, because they can have a lot of the more processed foods. If you think about it, the inner aisles are more shelves, and so the longer a food can stay on the shelf, typically the more preservatives, more sodium, more fat there is in it.
I'll go ahead and confess, although I probably shouldn't confess to a dietitian, but my husband and I were recently in a grocery store. And, you know, sometimes in the center of the aisle, they'll have these displays set up with cookies on special or whatever. And that's what they had. And we were just going in, I think, to get a jug of milk. It's one of those deals where you go in to get one thing and you end up getting, half a cart. And so he was carrying in his arms. He said, perhaps you should go get a grocery cart. And so I did. And on the way by, I went by that display of cookies. And they were on sale. And I just kind of quickly grabbed one and dropped it in the buggy as I went by. And when I got up to my husband, he looked down and he said, you know, they need to fix that display. That bag of cookies just jumped right in.
Yes, I've had some. That's actually not the first time I've heard that. And I always go in thinking that if I don't get a cart, I won't buy as much. But that never works. I always go back and get a cart. So they specifically place foods in places to capture your attention, and they put them on sale, and chances are the ones on sale are not going to be the best for you, and the ones that they put at the end of the aisles and right in your path when you walk in, that's all part of the food marketing. So you really have to be careful of that, and that's one of the aspects of not going hungry, because when you go hungry, everything looks good, and it's a lot harder to have willpower from letting your cookies jump into your cart.
It can happen to the best of us. Well, now, I was talking to the young un that's in my class that's recently had some problems with diabetes, and she was saying, you know, that she'd been talking to her doctor, and they have worked on her diet, and she's lost, you know, quite a bit of weight, and they were saying to avoid starches as much as you can. Talk to us about that, and what are considered starches, and how do you balance your diet with that?
Well, we actually at the Wilkes, at the health department, at our diabetes education program, we focus on carbohydrates, which under that does fall starches. So what most people think of when you hear starches are your potatoes, your bread, your white stuff. But just as I said with the juice, you can eat something healthy like eating some fruit, and it can affect your blood sugars just as much. So I think it's portion in everything that you eat is really important, and moderation. Your carbohydrates being, again, like I said, your starches, your potatoes, bread, rice, pasta, but even sweet potatoes is a starch. Wheat bread is a starch. Brown rice is a starch. Your fruit, your milk, your yogurt, those are all our carbohydrates that you really have to watch your portion in order to help lower your blood sugars.
Do they still have the pyramid, the food pyramid?
They do.
It's something you go by?
Absolutely. I use that on a daily basis. I'm not big into the term diets because I think it generally makes people think, let's see, how quickly can I lose weight? What am I going to have to give up? And, you know, when is this going to be over? We're really focusing on lifelong lifestyle changes. So my pyramid is a wonderful educational tool for that. Everything can fit in somewhere. It's just how much and how often you eat certain foods.
Now, that is one thing. And a lot of times diets might work briefly, but they won't last because you've cut out something. And actually, it's like the forbidden fruit thing. If you think, I can't have this, then that seems to be all that you think about that you want. You have a great desire to have. If you say, okay, I'm not doing donuts, then all you think about is having donuts.
Absolutely. And that's something I always tell all of my patients, and in all the classes that we teach, I say, there are not many things that I'm going to tell you can't have, because if I said, don't eat this, that's all you're going to want. As you said, that's all you're going to think about. But I really more educate them to make the wisest choices. you have certain carbohydrates, certain food groups you've got to meet these food groups, and certain amount of carbohydrates that you need. And it's really up to you how you spend it. But chances are you probably want to get the biggest bang for your buck, just like you do with your bank account. Right. So,
well, now talk to us about portions, because you've mentioned that a couple times. And I think in this country, we've been so blessed at times that we've supersized and biggie sized until we're all supersized and biggie sized. So what is a healthy portion?
Well, it kind of depends on the food group that you're talking about. But a lot of times we use what's called the Idaho plate method as kind of beginner way to help divide up your plate. And what that is if you take a 9-inch plate, which actually, you know, our plates have gotten bigger too.
Yeah.
If you look at, if we've seen pictures, if you look at a plate from many years ago, it's probably 7 inches. We've got, you know, up to 12-inch plates now. So you can also eat off a smaller plate if you want to look for smaller portions. Idaho plate is where you take a 9-inch plate and you divide it in half. And on one half, you want to fill that whole half with non-starchy vegetables. So non-starchy vegetables would be things like peppers and onions and broccoli and cauliflower and carrots and all kinds of just crunchy non-starchy vegetables,
right,
cooked or uncooked. It doesn't matter. On that other half of the plate, you want to then divide it so you have two sides. And one side you want to put your starches, your carbohydrates, whether
right,
it be potatoes, rice, corn, peas, pasta. And then on that other half of the plate, the other half of that quarter, you want to put your protein. So your meats, your chicken, your fish, your beef, your pork, whatever you're having for your protein that meal. Of course, we want to look for lean protein because
right,
we want to watch our fats.
All right. Well, that sounds like an easy plan to follow. And again, you can get information if someone is wondering about healthy dieting, eating healthy, and if they're having problems with diabetes and want to talk to you about that. You do have educational tools through the health department for that.
Absolutely. We are actually, over the past year, I've been working on our ADA certification at the health department, and we did get that just recently in the past couple of months. So we are an American Diabetes Association certified site for diabetes education.
All right. And yeah, we are talking with Maggie Birdsell with the Wilkes County Health Department about diabetes and a special event that is coming up this Saturday here in Wilkes that you'll want to know about. This is Focus on the Foothills, and we'll have more on the program after this. And we're back to Focus on the Foothills, talking with Maggie Birdsell about diabetes. Maggie's with the health department. Again, Maggie, you've just recently received some certification. We were talking about that before the break, and that is what?
Yes, we are an ADA certified site. So that's a certification from the American Diabetes Association. And we actually are the only one in the county. So we are your Wilkes County Diabetes Education Program.
Now, you have a special event coming up Saturday. Tell us about that.
We do. We're very excited about it. You know, before the break, we were talking about prevention, healthy eating, what is diabetes, and that's exactly what this event is for. This Saturday, October 30th, at the Stone Center here in Wilkesboro, we're having a diabetes expo, and we've got up to 30 vendors coming from the area, a little bit outside of the area. Everything from pharmaceutical companies to the YMCA will be there. We have some physicians that will be there. The hospital and their cardiac program will be there. And this whole purpose of this program is prevention, detection, and management of diabetes in this county and this area.
Now, we haven't talked about that. What are some of the things that you look for as symptoms that you might be a diabetic?
Mm-hmm. Well, on Saturday, we'll be doing blood sugar tests. So we'll just be doing finger stick tests to give you an idea of what's going on inside your body. Are you having some high blood sugars? Of course, we would refer you back to your physician if you do. But the diagnostic test is your blood sugars, that you would go to your physician and they would run some fasting blood sugar tests and fasting blood tests. But some symptoms you can be on a lookout for if you think, I wonder if I'm at risk or I wonder if I might have diabetes, is one of them is just being really tired. Now, it's just not a tired of, you know, oh, I've been really busy and not sleeping. It's a tired where you just can't even get your body to move. You're just really lethargic.
Right.
And that would be because that energy is not getting from that bloodstream into your cells where it needs to be. Another symptom could be just excessive thirst, a thirst that can't be quenched no matter how much you drink. And then in addition to that, using the bathroom all the time, because not only are you drinking a lot, but you have high blood sugars, so you have to get rid of it somehow. So those are three symptoms that can be a very good indicator that a lot of times people say, yeah, I was having that, but I didn't realize it until I went to the doctor and found out that those were for diabetes.
So on the expo on Saturday, and again, what time does that start on Saturday?
The expo starts at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be going until 1 o'clock. And we have many different speakers and some demonstrations happening with both the YMCA, and our physician from the health department is going to be there talking about stress management. Because we put a big emphasis on that as well, because stress can affect your blood sugars. And
really?
That's something that you can't control a lot of times. So we'll be talking about ways to help control that. We'll have a class act there, the spa in town, to talk about some relaxation and stress management techniques.
All right. So this is on Saturday, and this is a free event.
This is a free event, open to the public. Come for as much as you want or as little as you want. We're going to have door prizes and giveaways. So, really come by and just learn as much as you can, not only about diabetes, but healthy eating, too.
So it's for diabetics, of course, and their families. But then again, as you say, anyone can stop by and find out information about healthy living, healthy eating.
Absolutely. Just living a healthy lifestyle.
All right. And, so this is happening on Saturday. It's at the Stone Center. It starts at 8 o'clock and goes until 1. And people just come in the front there of the Stone Center?
Yes, they just come right in the front door, and we'll have signs placed to lead you to the correct room.
All right. You can find Maggie and say, hey, I heard you on the radio and all that stuff.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
All right. Maggie Birdsell with the Wilkes County Health Department talking about diabetes. Again, the Diabetes Expo is coming up at the Stone Center this Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock. And Maggie, before you go, if folks have questions about diabetes or about getting information from the health department, about maybe just talking with you about getting a healthy diet, because if they decide they're going to go on a diet to lose weight and they think, okay, I can lose 10 or 12 pounds in a week, that's not the healthy way to go. There is a healthy way and an unhealthy way. And if they want to just find out more, can they call the health department?
Absolutely. They can just call the health department. The main health department number is 651-7450. And they just call there and they can ask for myself, Maggie Birdsell, a dietitian, or just the diabetes program, whichever you want to get information about. And we'll talk, and I probably will not recommend that you try to lose 10 pounds in a week. We'll look at more 1 to 2 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that around 2 pounds a week was the healthy way to go. All right, Maggie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, this has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.